only to you, Lord. We commit this time to you as well. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Well, today I want to talk briefly. It's just going to be a short message about the key to real change. I was thinking and praying about the fact that we'd be having kids here today. And as you know, kids grow up and they change. And when we come to Christ, the Bible says we need to humble ourselves like little children. And when we first come to Christ, we're just beginning to understand what a walk with Jesus Christ is all about. But we have to grow. We have to change. And there's a desire that we ought to have. Lord, I want to change each and every day to be more and more like you. I thought we'd look briefly at Jesus' encounter with a lame man. The bottom line of our message today is this. Changing our lives to be more like Jesus should be the goal of every believer. The defining question is, do we really want it? Do we really want it? And I've seen so often in ministry and even in my own life, you're confronted with the challenge to change. But do you really want it? Is it something that you desire to have in your life, to be like Jesus Christ? And every aspect of your life is under that one goal, to be like Jesus Christ and to glorify him. See, the problem isn't that God is removing his power from us. The problem isn't that God has moved away from us and doesn't give us the strength to change. God always does. The reality is this. Are we allowing the power of God to change us? Do we put all of our energies into the reality that we've been called as believers to be like Jesus Christ? I'd like you to turn your Bibles to John chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. John chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. It says this in the account that we have here of Jesus meeting a lame man. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has five roofed colonnades. In these lie a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I'm going, another steps down before me." Apparently, there was a special dispensation there, a miracle that was going on. When the waters were stirred up, people were healed. We don't know for sure, but that's the indication from God's word, a special miracle that was happening at the pool of Bethesda. And it says this, Jesus said to him, "Get up, take up your bed and walk." And at once the man was healed, and he took up his bed and walked. That pool, the remains of that have been discovered, and it looked probably something like that outside the sheep gate. The pool of Bethesda, five roofed colonnades that surrounded the pool. And that's where this lame man was, who'd been sick 38 years. And Jesus asks what seems to be a rhetorical question of this man that he knew had been there for a long time. Do you want to be healed? The disciples must have said, "Well, Lord, of course he does. Why are you even asking that question? Of course he wants to be healed. He's been there for 38 years. What were you doing 38 years ago? For those of you who are older than 38, that was a long time ago, right? He'd been laying there for 38 years. And I think in asking this question, Jesus was addressing what often happens to people who have problems and situations in their lives that are very difficult. Not just addressing the physical need, but addressing not only legs in this situation that had been withered, but perhaps a heart that had been withered as well, a heart that had no hope. And Jesus said, "Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be healed?" And I think as we look at our lives today, we need to ask that same question of ourselves. Mel, do you want to be healed? Do you want that problem in your life, that situation in your life, to be resolved by the power of God? Because again, it's not God removing his power from us. We have to want it. The power is there through the Holy Spirit to change. And here's the first point I want to say. It's this. My need for change is like that of the blind man. I hope you see yourself in this story, that there is a problem or situation or struggle that each of us face in our lives. Yours may be different than mine. Your area of growth to be more like Christ may be different than mine. But the question today is, do you want to be healed? Do you want to be changed by the power of God? Because even like these little children that are here today, they will not be like this a year from now. They will change. They will grow up and go through an amazing growth process, become more mature, become more physically mature, emotionally mature, hopefully spiritually mature. And the question Jesus is asking is not a rhetorical question. I like this one quote. Jesus' question may seem rhetorical, but Jesus knew that not every sick person wants to be healed, and that some are so discouraged that they put away all hope. Jesus is dealing with a man who may have his heart withered as well as his legs. Jesus builds the faith of this man. And for us here at Riverview Church, as we look to the future and look to see what God may have for us as a church, may God build up our faith. May God strengthen our hearts that may have withered. Maybe hope for a family that's experiencing trials and struggles. Hope for an individual who's going through very difficult circumstances or maybe struggling to overcome a problem in your life today. The question is, do you want to be healed? Do you want it? I love what Jeremiah 29 says. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. See, God's saying, you're going to find me if you come with all your heart. If you seek me with all your heart. If you desire me with all your heart. And my prayer would be that every one of us would leave this place saying, God, I believe I'm a construction project, that you are doing a work in me. And I want to identify that area of change that I need to see happen in my life. That this week, God, you're going to do a work in my life. What's the area of change that God is working on in your life this week? What's that struggle that you need to address? Please don't allow your faith to be withered. Please don't allow your strength to be deterred in addressing that area of your life to be more like Jesus Christ. See, I'm not sure what the struggle may be. It may be greed or rebellion, maybe a deceit or lust. Could be jealousy, could be addictions or anger, pride, neglecting relationships that you ought not to neglect in your life. Loving something more than God. All of these things, materialism, are problems that need to be addressed. What's your area of struggle today? And my prayer would be that every one of us here would say, Lord, I am not finished yet. I believe you are growing me and shaping me and changing me. My little four-year-old daughter, Capri, she has a linguistic disability. She's very far behind in her linguistic abilities. In fact, she probably should have a vocabulary now of more than 2,000 words, and she's at about 30. But I celebrated big time yesterday because my four-year-old daughter said her first, what at least I know of, as her first three-letter word, a three-syllable word, her first three-syllable word that we have heard her say. Do you know what that word was? Basketball. I heard her say, I was watching the playoff game yesterday, and I was saying to her, that's basketball. And she said, basketball. Her first three-letter word. We celebrated that development in her life. And my prayer would be that all of us would celebrate what God is doing in our lives. We had one of the chaperones that are traveling with the choir stay at our house, and two of the children. And she's from the Philippines. She's 26 years old. And she was telling me and my wife how her family was transformed by the power of Christ. She said that her father owned a store, a small little store, and every day the pastor would come into the store and talk to her father and invite her father to church, but he wouldn't go. And he would come home and say, what's this pastor doing? He comes to my store every day for 3 months and he's telling me to come to the church and I don't know why he's doing this. But finally he came and started to attend the church and hear the good news of Jesus Christ. And Rachel, this girl from the Philippines, said that one night he woke up at 3 o'clock realizing that he needed to be changed by the power of God. He couldn't sleep anymore. He woke up. He couldn't go back to sleep because he was so aware of his need for Jesus Christ. At 3 a.m, he walked in the streets of the town of Cebu to the pastor's house, knocked at the door of the pastor's house at 3 a.m. Don't get any ideas, everyone. Don't get any ideas. Make it at least 7, please. 3 a.m., woke up the pastor and said, Pastor, I need Jesus. I need Jesus in my life. And he prayed to receive Christ, and eventually the whole family came to faith in Jesus Christ. See, he saw his need for change. He saw his need for change. And when you come to faith in Jesus Christ, we all realize that God is just beginning a transformation process. And I want to tell you this, Jesus brings all the power that's needed for positive change. He brings all the power into this scenario, into our lives, that can bring about positive change in our lives. See, Jesus is unique to address these issues, authority. What qualifications does God have to address my issues? He's the all-powerful God. When Jesus stood before that lame man, he was the God that created everything. He could certainly heal this lame man, and he did. The qualifications of Jesus are amazing. We talked about them last week at Easter, when we had more than about 1,200 people here, more than 40 people raised their hands to pray to receive Christ as they begin that process of change in their lives. Jesus has the authority to address change. Here's the next thing, difficulty. I may not be perfect, but it's too hard, inconvenient. See, when Jesus asked this man, do you want to be healed? The man says, well, I tried to get down to the waters and I can't get there. That's not the answer to the question. Do you want to be healed? Don't talk about circumstances. Don't talk about how difficult it is. Jesus is here. He has the power to heal. He can overcome all difficulties in our lives. So dealing with negative circumstances, it's not a good time, is a common excuse that people have had. I've tried it in the past. These are all common excuses that people have. But God is able to change us. See, God comes in with overwhelming force. You know, engaging in a war, every resource and tool should be used to achieve a decisive victory against the enemy. You've probably heard the phrase used, overwhelming force, by our military. That's what it takes to bring about a victory. And for us as well, we bring in the awesome God of this universe who can change us and mold us and shape us. And here's the transformational reality. My responsibility is to cultivate a genuine heart for change. Do you see yourself as a work in progress? I certainly endeavor to do that in my life every day. God, how are you changing me? How are you strengthening me? How are you molding me? What aspect of my life needs to change to be more like you? I want to ask you that question today. What's God doing in your life? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to see Jesus come into your life and make you more and more like him? That's our desire here at Riverview Church. And our prayer would be that that would happen each and every day that we perceive to do ministry in this place. Amen, church? Amen. Let's pray together. Lord, as we consider our need to change, we are reminded of your question that you gave to the lame man. Do you want to be healed? And Lord, this morning, each one of us here, Lord, is saying, Lord, we want to be healed. We want to be changed. Lord, we're doing a heart check this morning to make sure our hearts are in the right place. Lord, step into our lives. Make us more like you. Help us not to accept any compromise of sin in our lives. But help us, Lord, to sense your power and your love for us that desires for us to be more like you every day. Lord, we commit ourselves to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand together and sing this song.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Up front who would love to pray with you about any needs that you have. Ladies, don't forget to sign up for the women's retreat if you're going. We need to know today. Live this week, offer him. God bless you. We love you. See you.